Hello and welcome to What's Brewing CSFA? What's Brewing CSFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CSFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's co-host and fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CSFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CSFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
Oh, Dana, the first cup after a long weekend.
A nice long weekend, yes.
I assume if you're like me and you didn't have a lot on your docket, you may just have gone up a little too late to have a morning coffee.
Actually, you would be surprised. I actually woke up early.
Okay.
I did good this morning. I didn't just literally roll out of bed and, you know, hook up everything to start the show this morning.
I didn't either. I easily was up 18 minutes before the show, which is sometimes 17 minutes more than normal.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got your morning brew on a couple days, you're saying?
Yes.
During this weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Little peppermint something?
Uh-huh. So this morning I have my, I love it. I can't stop drinking it. I love my, my peppermint tea. The only thing is I didn't have any fresh mint leaves. That's okay. I'll try to grab some next time at the grocery store. But
was there no farmer's market this weekend?
No. Are you kidding me? I fully took advantage of this 3-day weekend. Uh-huh. I didn't do nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
So in other words, when we get to the last part of the show and we talk I Dare You To's, you have some Netflix maybe I Dare You To's because your TV was on during all that time?
Oh, you know it was. Yes, I do. Okay, you know, I'll
you're going to have something.
I'll dare, you know, our audience to watch what I watched over the vacay.
I'd like to say I watched a little extra TV, but I really didn't.
Okay.
Although I did watch again one of my favorite shows that I'll throw in here because I have a different I Dare You To. Henry Louis Gates Jr., Finding Your Roots or Roots.
Okay.
Depending upon the part of the country you're from. and I watched the episode that had Louis Black and Roy Wood, comedians. Oh, okay. And obviously very different backgrounds and all as far as the type of comedy they do and all, but very interesting shows. And then another one with Audra McDonald,
okay,
Broadway star, and Mandy Patinkin, also kind of a Broadway star, but obviously he's been in a lot of TV shows.
All right. And then what streaming service did you watch it on?
None. That's on PBS.
Oh, nice.
So I DVR those for those that remember what a regular DVR was before VCR, before nothing. No, I DVR'd them, and then I had a couple extra hours. I think it was Saturday night, maybe, telling you how wonderful my love life is. And I sat down and watched two episodes in a row of that show. And it's just really it's a great show that explores your family genetics, who you're from, you know, as far as family members and all. And it's always interesting that what they find out.
Okay.
So, no streaming at all. That's why I still don't understand why I pay for some streaming services. There's still no reason at all other than to just give my money away.
Yeah, that's all you do. Just make it rain all day.
Yeah, I'm helping cover all you people out there. Not that there's anyone that would listen to our show that does this, that has a friend of a friend's, you know, Netflix sign-in or something. Or for those like you, Dana, that stream so many extra hours are losing money. I'm making up for all of you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like the joke on the show here and with friends that, you know, at $13.99 a month or whatever I pay, that means my cost of streaming is approximately $13.99 an hour because I only get about an hour a month in of Netflix, so I'm not using it.
Okay.
I know. I need it to literally just turn itself on my TV. And then just, you know, I need to be able to create like a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what if that can be done.
You can. You can.
And it gets out to just play.
Yeah, you can create your a favorite list. And then now a new feature is based on your watching history, it'll select something on your behalf.
Okay. I think I've heard of that. I know that's, you know, that was kind of the TiVo thing back in the day. But that does sound familiar because I have a friend who, he seems like a smart guy. You know, he's got it all together. He's married, got a kid. Kid's going to USC. And yet his complaint one day was about the fact that his wife's selections of what to watch has started to invade what comes up next in the queue.
Oh.
You know, one of those issues. This seems very common, right?
What I do is, and I have made a profile for myself, my mother, and my father.
That's what I'm saying.
So that does not happen.
This is what I'm saying exactly. He has not done that.
Okay, yeah, he needs to do that. Yeah.
I'm like, just make your own.
just make your own profile.
Take it easy on yourself.
Right. Yeah, because my parents, they love like African soap operas.
Okay.
Specifically from Nigeria.
Oh.
And man, these are like sagas. So they have their own profile and I have my own profile.
So that you're not seeing how the Saharan desert turns.
Oh,
the sands of time.
My goodness.
Boy, goodness. Wow. Now, let me ask you just real quickly, and then we'll move on to something else. Mm-hmm. So are these Nigerian soap operas subtitled, or do they do it in English?
No, it's all in English.
Okay, just making sure. I don't know, because I know there's just so many multiple languages out there in the world, and in particular in Africa, too.
I can say for the ones that they watch, the actors and actresses, they speak in English. Okay. Sometimes they'll speak in, different dialects, and then they'll, of course they'll have the subtitles, but for the most part, it's spoken in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, on top of all this interesting stuff from our own lives, which has probably just bored people for the last 8 minutes and 9 seconds, 10 seconds. Let's talk.
No, somebody out there is going to be inspired to find Nigerian African soap operas. Watch. Yes.
Well, I know of people in our office that likes like Korean soap operas.
Oh, K dramas and C dramas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. See?
All the rage.
Exactly. See? On top of the K pop music for some of them.
Oh, boy.
Remember?
Don't get it started on BTS.
Oh, my goodness. We had a discussion about that with some friends a couple days ago, but I won't go into it. Yeah. It wasn't very nice of them.
Oh, man. We got a show to do, sir.
I know. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic. June 15th. We are a mere 4 weeks away, or two weeks away, that is, from whatever all the hubbub's about on this. So I thought I would give our listeners just a little brief snippet here of the fact that according to the California Department of Health and their website, we are in the phase of beyond the blueprint. So I was like, what the heck's that mean? So first I found out. So the blueprint, you remember the little color-coded chart?
Right.
The purple, the red, the orange, and the yellow zones. That was the blueprint during COVID times, as they would say. beyond the blueprint basically means that we do away with all that come June 15th. But as everything else goes in government world of health and the fact of where we really are in the country, there will, most every limitation's been removed except for there will be a few things that linger on. And as a letter states from the California Department, that much of us will follow whatever is left over by the CDC, Center for Disease Control from the feds. But this is what I found. I found they had a little chart. So if you are vaccinated fully or have negative testing, restrictions may be required still for indoor mega events. And I think they classify that as 5,000 or more people or recommended for outdoor mega events, things like baseball games and all that. So there could still be the request for masks at this time. Mm-hmm. So everybody, don't burn your masks yet.
Oh, yeah. Don't get rid of them.
No.
Just yet.
Maybe wash them once in a while.
Yes. You know,
that might be a good idea. And anytime you buy them, as I've learned twice, try to make sure they say large if you have a big, large head. Otherwise, you end up with a bunch of masks that are made for babies.
Okay.
Or people with, like, normal size heads.
Alrighty. Yeah. So some tips for mask buying.
Yes, exactly. Well, I did end up supporting a baseball team and a musician by buying masks through their sites, but they apparently have small heads. What can I say? Capacity limitations, apparently, will all go away. So if you've seen the TV ads for your local baseball teams, hopefully, I can only speak to the one down here that I go to. No restrictions anymore on capacity. So, Dana, you can buy your Dodger tickets now.
All right.
And go sit with your friends wherever. Come the 15th. Physical distancing, again, no restrictions for attendees, customers, and guests. So from now on, you can all crowd together at the line at your local fast food place or at your local restaurants. Still, you know, don't cough on them, people. Masking, like it says, it'll follow current guidance for face coverings, and they derive theirs from the CDC. And then travelers, you know, there's been a lot of travel advisories. Remember back a year ago, like if you went even state to state, they were all about, you know, you had to self-quarantine and stuff. I think Hawaii was like the worst of it all, right? You know, first of all, you go to paradise and they literally boxed you into your hotel, you know?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know about Hawaii.
Yeah, I had a friend who was planning to travel there for business and another one who's got a family member that used to own a house on one of the islands. And they were like, no, we're not even going to bother with it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I do have a friend. She is in Korea. She got there last week.
Okay.
And she has to quarantine for 10 days before she's able to, you know, move around freely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That I think we're going to still see some drag out for a while, it sounds like, because it sounded like certain things might continue till July 31st.
Okay.
As far as possibly getting rid from the CDC, at least. Might finally get rid of, you know. I also read out at the LA Times, they did a nice little article that luckily they did not put behind their paywall like they do with everything else, seeing I'm not a paid subscriber, that talked about, you know, kind of the summary of what I just said, you know, no more physical distancing requirements for almost most, if not all businesses, no more coronavirus-related capacity limitations. California is going to, you know, align with the Center for Disease Control. Let's see here. Restrictions at restaurants, open bars, and buffets will go away. I don't know if there are any buffet places left. Are there?
What about like Golden Corral?
Is Golden Corral? Do we have that
out
here?
And Hometown and Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation's gone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness. They were like one of the first casualties in this war.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was sad news because it was one of my kind of favorite, if I'm not doing anything on a weekend, go-to places, because I could get semi-healthy food, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a big stack of burgers, everybody. It was lettuce and salad and stuff like that.
Oh,
no, they.
Okay.
I forgot what it was. Was it April or May? They were early on.
Okay.
They just looked at the writing on the wall.
And they were like, we out. Can't
yeah,
do it.
Our business is never going to work again, kind of my mentality. Which, again, for a whole year, yeah. Okay. I do think you're right. Like Marie Callender, a Hometown Buffet still exists. I assume Golden Corral.
Is Golden Corral, are they buffet style? No, they're just a regular restaurant, right?
I think they're buffet.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I think so. With a name like that and Jeff Foxworthy doing your commercials. they sound like a buffet kind of place.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go there with you.
It's not my kind of place. I mean, I used to go to Sizzler once in a while, and I don't know if all them all still exist anymore either.
Okay.
And I would only go because my brother, when he drives truck, would come through town. Mm-hmm. He could park somewhere near the Burbank Airport because there's industrial zones there.
Right.
And then the closest place he was a Sizzler. Okay. So that always worked out. But I don't know if that one's still there over in Burbank.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they still have some that are still hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. So, yeah, it looks like everyone, things are looking good on that front, you know, as far as travel advisories are going to be loosened so you don't have to lock yourself in your room before you go have fun somewhere. But keep an eye out for news from either your schools or from if you have a subscription to a major paper or such. I guess to keep up on this because when we keep thinking about everything going to be reopened, it's not quite like that yet. But thinking about openings, Dana, I think this is a good opening time to throw in a little music. How's that?
Sounds good. And we're back for our second cup on the What's Brewing Cease-Fa show.
I figured it was a good time to refill.
Yeah.
Seeing that we're about halfway through the show. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about re-engagement.
Okay.
You know, the big term out there. Now, I know we don't have a set plan yet. You know, I think my boss is out this week, so I'm sure I won't hear anything about it at our staff meeting in a little bit. Because I don't know if he forgot to cancel. I guess we'll find out by whoever shows up.
You know, sometimes it's like that, boss, right? Like, yes. you're preparing yourself to go on vacay. Uh-huh. And some things just kind of like slip between your fingers, you know.
Yeah, if you forget to look at the, you know, calendar.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to do my best. I try to keep like a little rundown sheet in my task management software because I always want to make certain I get the email auto response out there for everyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I now set it for everyone instead of just people on my contact list or people in my organization because I want you all to know I'm out. It's the only way to cut down the traffic.
Yes, absolutely.
So I do that. And then also, you know, the whole, you know, double check the calendar and see if I need to say forward meeting invites for me to other people like you and Marisol and the others in the office, because if I can avoid going to a meeting while on vacation, I will. the only Zooms I keep are the ones for this show. Because we want to make certain that even with vacation time, we have all the shows we can.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, we are rolling up soon on number 100 after all.
Man, that's going to be... So are we going to go all out on number 100? Are we going to turn up? Or
I don't know yet. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe it'll be a slightly longer show or something. Okay. I don't know. It's going to be... If I have this right, it's 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we're going to do quite yet.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. We have to do something awesome, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know if we can get back everybody on the show. Maybe we can get, maybe we'll aim for that NASFA person, you know?
Hey!
Big Mr. Okay. Drager out there, you know, the guy running the number one show in financial aid. Not that he's ever, you know, those guys don't gloat on it. I don't know why not. I mean, maybe because we're both in a segment that's a little bit on the tiny side for shows.
Okay.
But I certainly would. If I ever found out that our numbers were better than his, I'd use it against him all the time.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Not that I'm trying to start a fight among the state associations.
It kind of sounds like those are fighting words, sir.
Yeah, look, when we built this show, it was all about the competition or the lack of. I can't remember a minute more on that. But re-engagement, Dana.
Yeah.
So, you know, at some point we are all going to be going back to work on campus. You know, I have a feeling with the June 15th, how that will play out when we finally get to that next stage where it's literally, if you want to wear a mask, it's completely optional. We're all going to have to show back up. And that means, Dana, you get to go back to your fancy cubicle that you've made so very fancy.
I know. But you know what? I don't know. Yeah. The home office is, you know, it's a little better.
Oh. I'm sure yours is.
So I'm going to have to compensate, man. I don't know
how. I don't know what you're going to do.
Man. And then, you know, for those of you listening, just so happens that the person next to my cubicle is retiring. So I might have to knock down some walls or something.
And we're not saying Dana push that person out the door or down a set of stairs. No. He selected all on his own to retire.
On his own. Yes, he did.
No, as far as we know, with no pressure applied. But yes, I'm sure I'm going to come back one day and the cubicle wall will be down and Dana's sitting in a double wide.
My goodness. With couches and big screens. And exactly. As long as the work gets done, that's all that matters, right?
Well, and the reality is, unless the school, who have been the cheapskates of all cheapskates, wants to put up the money to pay to refill that position.
That's right. That's another thing, yeah.
We may not be able to refill it. You know, this is problem I constantly harp on for anyone from the SUNAT, not the SUNAT Commission, but our Chancellor's Office staff who are doing their best to help us to make the case to increase funding for financial aid offices. Mm-hmm. And again, because half of my funding for the office comes from what they call BFAP, or actually BFAP/SFAA funds, which again came in at the same time we went from zero tuition at the community colleges to $7 per unit way back when, right?
Man, that was back in the day.
That was back in the day. So they decided they needed to make certain financial aid offices could do outreach to students about fee waivers and everything else. So funding has been mostly based on the number of fee waivers you do. But as enrollment has kind of peaked in this state, and in a sense, our numbers have gone down at most, if not all, the community colleges, our funding is starting to go away. So this year we're looking at like a 1-2% cut again in BFAP funding. But what people forgot is that money mainly went to salaries and benefits. And this is where we have the conundrum. I don't know if I'll be able to fill the position that fills the spot right next to you, Dana, if I don't get some extra money.
It's okay because I can just fill it with cool swag.
All I need you to do then is work twice as hard. That's all I ask. So when you re-engage in the office, I just need you to do the work of two Danas.
Okay, Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, 1.8 is fine.
Do I get to do the spending of two Danas?
Dana spending on Dana alone is more than enough to rock the budget.
Oh, goodness. Boy, don't ever make me treasurer, everybody, because we will be in a deficit for sure.
Yes, I encourage all others to run for CISFA office, those who are in the financial aid administrating world. And again, it doesn't have to be a director of financial aid. But Dana, you are kind of outlawed from that position.
Yeah, you should. That is very, you should do that.
You can be secretary. Yeah. You can be a vice president. You might even be able to be president because officially you just can't be spending on your own. Although the president does get to host a president's reception at the conference. And we have sometimes had some pretty elaborate president's receptions. You know, beyond just music and some hors d'oeuvres. You wouldn't believe the cost of dessert sometimes.
I believe you.
And we definitely never do an open bar. We're not that kind of association.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. You just went to the next level.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I'm sorry, Dana. We can't give you the books.
No.
You know how much money I saved in the last 2 years without doing a in-person scholarship ceremony?
You probably saved $10,000.
That is literally about as close as we can get on the numbers.
You probably saved $10,000. Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt at all. Very, very close. So we'll see what happens with those cubicles when we do get back.
Yes.
But I'm just really hoping that in some way our students, our staff, and our faculty are all ready when we do slowly start to meander back to campus. Mm-hmm. And just like the TV commercials show when it's like four or five, you know, probably 20-somethings trying to get ready to go out to meet themselves at like a bar and have a good time, how they're like all forgetting steps along the way of how to dress and prep themselves for going out. Uh-huh. You know, it's like the woman trying to get her makeup right.
Yeah.
And then the other two, they step out onto the sidewalk and one still has slippers on.
Oh, boy.
You know, yeah. Trying to put it all together.
Uh-huh. So and you know, and I have a feeling, it will be some type of, you know, transition for all of us.
I think so. Know? We're going to have some very lax dress code standards, I have a feeling. We're going to see where that all goes.
Oh, boy.
And then how people interact once they see each other on campus.
Yeah.
And my big question, I know somewhere in this list of stuff we're not even going to get to today, was all about, I wonder if our cafeteria will come back.
Oh,
I hope
that's
so.
A good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to meet all the necessities of, you know, cleanliness and everything. Because, again, we have a culinary arts program with hundreds of students.
Mm-hmm.
And we have students on campus who would like to eat once in a while. And faculty and staff, too.
Yeah. And then also our child development center. That would be interesting to see how, you know, with the children, you know, will they, you know, all come back? And then all, you know, those involved in volunteering for those services. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a kind of a slow road back, too. So a lot of things to think about out there, everybody. It's a lot of things to think about. But let's take a little bit of music and come back for our little last segment here on the show. And just like that, we are back for the last part of the show, known as the last sip. Or slurp might be the correct word.
Yeah.
So, Dana, we're at the I dare you to part of the world. Do you have an I dare you to for our listeners?
So, as I promised earlier on in the show, so, I mean, you know, it's up to you guys, you know, those of you listening. But so what I watched over the vacay is Harry Potter. All eight movies.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All eight.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you definitely had the time. You know, the weekend wasn't long enough for you to like do all the Game of Thrones or something like crazy like that.
I plan to do I'm doing Game of Thrones this summer when I'm on actual vacation, like 2 week vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're gonna need every minute of that. But 3 days? Okay, Harry Potter in 3 days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Eight movies?
Eight movies.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I got you there. That makes sense. Now, is that all on one streaming service available?
So I actually own the box set.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I think you can watch it on like USA. I think they were.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You know, just during the holiday. So they were showing it. But yeah, I don't know of any specific streaming service.
I didn't know if they would be or not. That's why. It's not like they're specifically a Disney thing or something, you know.
Right, right. Uh-huh. I was going to say it used to be on HBO, but not anymore. So I don't know how like the licensing agreements are like when it comes to that, but
okay.
Yeah, it just so happens I own the box set, so there
hard
we
to
go.
Believe.
Yeah.
At some point we're going to have to send a picture to the audience of Dana and Miss Victoria's
DVD
and Blu-ray collection.
Yeah, I know. But see, now that we can, you know, stream and download, I haven't been buying as much.
Oh, I haven't bought them. Like, I can't think of the last time I bought a DVD.
Oh, okay.
That's how long ago it's been.
All right. Yeah. It's probably been a minute.
Very much. In fact, I must have traded in a lot of them pre-COVID.
Uh-huh.
Because my cabinet's about half as much as before. And when I was doing some clean out now to take stuff now that my favorite music store, Amoeba Music, is opening up again, I only had like two or three to pull out. So I'm definitely down to that point where I'm going to keep what I got. But we'll see.
Yeah, hang on to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. Harry Potter movies. Way to go. For me, I don't know. I think my I dare you to will be, again, I probably have harped on this a little bit, but now that Apple is getting into the game, go out and make certain that you have service if you're streaming music to high definition music. Amazon did this at least a year ago. You know, Pandora and Spotify are coming along. Save yourself some money that way. Tidal has it out there, but amazingly, Apple will soon have high definition music. And the reason I think I made it my I dare you to is I was reading an article on a I get Macworld magazine's like daily email update on things in the Apple world. And the article written by this guy was Apple high definition music. Who needs it? And I was like, what? You know, again, it goes to the same argument of nobody can tell the difference and
right.
and all that. I'm like, this guy, I'm never going to read another article by.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently he must not like music. I'm not going to make fun of his hearing or possible hearing impairments because I do not know the person, but he just doesn't love music if he doesn't understand the vast difference between not high quality music and high quality music.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And there's Dana, if Dana's agreeing with me, I know I'm hopefully on the right track here.
Yeah.
So go out there, spend a little bit of money if you have to, but get high def music. And Apple, thank you for coming along on this. It's about time. That's all I can say. But Dana, you know what time it is when the music starts to roll up. It's time for us to get out of here and go on with our days. But of course, there will be other episodes coming up in the very near future. So I want to thank my co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And everyone, if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbcisfa@gmail.com.
Find this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts on Google Podcasts, your Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 95, recorded the morning of Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. Have a great day, everyone.
And have a great week.